Hi, I'm Dr. Jameson Starbuck, a naturopathic family physician. I'm here today with health tips for kids about chapped lips. I bet most of the kids listening right now have had chapped lips at some time or another. It's when your lips are dry, flaky, rough, and even cracked. They can bleed and get scabs. When I was a kid, my youngest brother had chapped lips all the time. He was too little to understand words very well, and he thought we were saying chipped. He would walk around saying, "My lips are chipped. My lips are chipped. They hurt." In some ways, he was right. His lips were chipped. They had cracks and little holes where he had pulled off loose skin, even though our parents had told him not to. And yes, chapped or chipped lips can hurt. The correct word is chapped. It's spelled C-H-A-P-P-E-D. Chapped means to have become cracked, rough, or sore, usually because of exposure to something harsh, like cold weather or wind, or working with something really scratchy and coarse like cement or dirt, or a very strong soap. Lots of body parts can get chapped. Your lips, your hands, your knees, even your wrists. Do you know anybody who's a dog sled musher or a mountain climber? Their lips and faces are often chapped from spending long hours outside in cold, dry, windy weather. It's a good idea to check your lips now and then to see if they are starting to get chapped. That way you can do something before they get really bad. To check your lips, do this little test. Take the tip of one finger and gently and slowly rub it up and down the inside of the same finger on your other hand. Notice how your skin feels. It should be soft and smooth, with a few little bumps where your knuckles are. Then gently rub your finger over your lips. The skin should feel the same, smooth and soft, and maybe a few ups and downs where your lips bend. If the skin of your lips feels rough or hard, they're starting to chap, and it's time to fix that. The first thing to do is to put a salve, that's an oily goop that you rub on your skin, or lip balm or chapstick on your lips. That's like putting a little coat on your lips. It will feel good and will protect your lips from chapping and cracking from the wind or cold. You also have to protect your lips from the inside out, and that's where water is very important. When you don't get enough water, especially if you don't get enough for several days in a row, your lips will get chapped. Chapped lips can be a sign of dehydration, which means not enough water. The third thing to do is to see if you're allergic to something. Ask your parents to help you figure this out by changing a few things that you put on or near your mouth. You could be allergic to food or soap or bubble bath or lotion. Some kids can even be allergic to the lip balm they are using, especially if it has a fragrance or a strong sunblock in it. The fourth thing to do is to not lick your lips. When you lick your lips, your saliva gets on them and it evaporates and dries out your skin. Licking your lips might feel good for a minute, but the more you do it, the more chapped your lips will get. If you're a lip licker, ask your parents to get you a plain lip balm or salve. The ones that taste like cherry or mango or orange are sometimes so good you'll want to lick them right off. Chapped lips can be really annoying and even painful, but the good news is that there is a lot you can do to help them get better fast. I'm Dr. Jameson Starbuck, and I'm wishing you well.